Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to another brand new special edition of Flesh Wound Horror, Kaiju Edition. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And our Kaiju expert, Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers? And it's Kaiju Chaos, get it right.
Kaiju Chaos.
There it is. Literally said it on the screen, Dad. Come on, pay attention.
Kaiju Chaos. I've got Kaiju on the monitor, right. And it's not working right. I can't help it. So we've got kind of an interesting mix of old and new for you guys here tonight. And we're going to kick it off with some new 2020 film that I think a lot of you probably haven't seen. And that is Notzilla from writer-director Mitch Teimley. And this one follows a Japanese scientist who accidentally releases a giant monster in the United States and must save it and Cincinnati before a crazed nuclear physicist destroys both. So that might sound, fairly serious to you guys. This is actually a parody, much in the vein. For me, this kind of reminded me of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. It's kind of got that kind of vibe to it in terms of its comedy, and specifically kind of a parody of those old school early Godzilla movies. Kruger, what did you think of Notzilla?
Real quick, before that, I just want to say this is currently streaming on Tubi if you guys want to check it out.
Oh, nice. Okay, sweet.
Yeah, so I will say the production value for this movie actually really surprised me, because I thought it was going to look, not good. And it really did. Like, the production value was great. This had a lot of cool homages to classic Kaiju royalty throughout the film. Like a couple of them, just like the scientist named Ishiro Honda. Honda was the director of, the first Godzilla film, or Dr. Gorgo and Dr. Rodan. Like, that shit that was fucking fun.
Yeah.
I thought the characters were actually pretty solid. I liked the misogynistic Dr. Blowhart and his relationship with the female Dr. Shirley. And also Professor Honda was great. I loved, how much he wanted to help Notzilla. There was some really good solid one-liners in it too. Like, is that reptilian? It could be a Democrat. that was just making me laugh.
My favorite was when they talked about the nuclear waste bucket, and it's like, we missed Thursday's trash pickup.
The only thing, not all the humor worked for me. Like, there were some times I was supposed to laugh and I didn't. This is very, very silly. So, if you don't like super silly humor, it's not going to work for you. I think if it wasn't a Kaiju movie and it didn't have all the Kaiju references, the humor wouldn't have worked as well. But because it did. The Notzilla costume was pretty cute and, it was fucking funny. Like, the zipper in the front of it. That was a nice touch. And also,
all the eyes, man.
And the fight sequences with him destroying the obvious toy cars and the fucking Barbies, that was hilarious. It kind of did leave me wanting more, though. I really wanted to see him fight another Kaiju, or maybe have somebody get supersized to go fight him. So I think that would have been a really good turn to play on the fact that it's a man in the suit. I think a couple of little things like that could have been tweaked to be better. But overall, I did like this parody. I didn't love it, but there's another Kaiju spoof that I reviewed on Patreon called Raiga, God of the Monsters. And that one does have a little more traditional Kaiju action. And I was kind of hoping we got a little bit more. But for what this was fun. And I can see it definitely revisiting it and watching it again. I do recommend it for the people that are hardcore Kaiju fans like me.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely a comedy, but remind me of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes a lot in terms of its tone. What did you think, Bugs?
I think Kruger nailed it with its bit silly, because that's what it is. But it feels like a hug, because I want to hug Notzilla. He's fucking adorable. Those fucking eyes, dude. I was I just need a plush, a big fucking plush, and I just want to hug it. That I don't say that often. At least I don't think I do. Fuck, maybe I do. I don't know.
You're a hugger, Pug. We know.
I am definitely a hugger, but I don't hug plushes. I don't hug me. But this guy would. I want more. Like, seeing this adorable thing breathe fire and destroy shit was fucking hilarious. Yeah, I it's just a good time. Like, there's no other way to put it. I don't want to say turn your brain off, but, you know, regress a little bit, get in your kid mode, have a blast. This, I think it's kid friendly. Todd would have to fucking back me up on this or deny me, but I would show this to anybody. It's fucking awesome.
Did you laugh when it just goes Pikachu? Then it like cleared its throat.
I totally did.
Dude, yeah. When it farts fucking flames, I was dying. And also, the fact that it drinks beer is how it gets bigger. Like, what the fuck? It's so goofy, but awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking cool. It's like a spinach or Popeye.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. This one, yeah, it's really goofy, but it's fun. And I'm trying to think. Like, yeah, it's definitely kid-friendly. I mean, there's a couple of jokes in there, but they'll go over the kid's head. I think there's enough humor. I mean, you don't have to love, you know, Godzilla. But I think... What am I trying to say? I think that's going to help. I think if you just like, you know, if goofy comedies. Fan? Yeah. But if you like goofy comedies, I think there's some fun to be had.
Yeah. And I thought it was clever, though. Like, goofy tone, but a lot of the jokes were actually clever and more landed than I expected. Because I'll be honest, when I looked into this at first, I was like, I don't know. But it won me over. I had a good time with it.
I have a question for Todd. Do you think Ozzy and Greg will like this from Flesh Wound Farce?
I don't know. It might be a little too... I can't say too goofy. This one, I can't call. Mm-hmm. Like,
are they going to have their look, man? So.
For me, like, if you're not a Godzilla fan, like, because I actually watched this with a buddy of mine that, you know, because we've been watching a lot of Godzilla movies, and, like, he really liked it, but he also like said, like, I don't know if I didn't get the references, if it would have worked as well. But I think the fact that, like, you know, if you know, like, those names, like, you know, Rodan, Gorgo, Honda, all those shit, and just like the, you know, the behind the scenes productions of kaiju movies, the fact that, you know, they use these miniature sets and sometimes toys, I think the way it played off of all of that stuff is what made it successful. But for a normal person that doesn't know about those things, I think maybe they'd be a little bit confused. Like, why is not Zilla beating the shit out of a Barbie doll? Like, what the fuck?
Bitch owes him money.
There you go. I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah. Also, it looks like a hemorrhoid was another funny line. I'll be honest. I like this a lot more than I expected. This was just fun. And it doesn't overstay its welcome. I think it's like 78 minutes with credits. So, you know, it doesn't waste your time. So, all right. Well, I guess we'll rate it. Scale of 0 to 5 stars. What say you, Kruger?
I was tossed up between a 3 and a 3.5, but I got to give it its 3.5. It deserves it, especially for the humor. But I will say, like I said before, just be a little bit wary if you're not like super familiar with kaiju films.
Absolutely. I give it 3.5. I do agree with what Kruger said, though. Like, if for some reason you're indifferent to kaiju films, in which case it'd be kind of an odd one for you to be starting with. But I liked it a lot. It put a smile on my face. If you're doing a big marathon right now, put this in between somewhere.
Yeah.
What say you, Pugs?
Well, I think 3.5 is fair, but it is just too cute not to give it a little more. So I'm going to go 4 because I had a blast with it. What about you, Todd?
I'm a 3.5 also, but I also get where you're coming from with this one, Pugs.
Yeah, but it won me over.
But I think it's well worth. And if you're not sure if you're going to like it, it's on Tubi. What you're going to do is waste a little time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So we'll take a break from that and move on to an older one, an old classic, which has a couple different titles. But Frankenstein Conquers the World, and also known as Frankenstein versus Baragon. And this is from 1965 and director Ishiro Honda. And excuse me. So this one, near the end of World War II, Germans transport the immortal heart of Frankenstein's monster to Japan, where it's seemingly lost in the bombing of Hiroshima. Years later, a wild boy is found, born from the immortal heart. Okay, so, Kruger, what did you think of this one? I think we briefly referenced it, but we've never really, I don't think any of us have really talked about this one.
Yeah, so this has a really awesome score to it. Much like a lot of Toho's kaiju flicks, like the score is really well done, super, totally adds to the tone of the movie and like the magnitude of these giant beasts clashing off. I really like the post-World War II setting, and I love like the batshit crazy story of Frankenstein's heart being captured and how it ties into like the Hiroshima bombing, which, you know, ends up spawning the Frankenstein monster. Frankenstein himself, it's not, you know, he's no Boris Karloff, but he's very different, and like it's its own rendition of the monster. I don't know. I thought it was creative, and like it was like borderline, like kind of like a caveman almost at times. And I just really liked it. Baragon, though, is the highlight of the movie to me. Baragon's a Godzilla villain, and this is his debut. And I've always loved him in the Godzilla series. And that's no different in this film. I love the scenes of just him burrowing underground and rampaging Japan. And the battle he has with Frankenstein at the end of the movie is fucking great. And definitely one of my favorites. And, like, Frankenstein just gives him like a fireman carry slam at some point. And my absolute favorite is he like literally chucks Baragon off a cliff and then just starts javelining fucking trees at him. And it's just like awesome, goofy shit, goofy monster fight scene, but great stuff. The human elements, I think, are for the most part good, but it does drag a little bit in some parts that kind of had me begging for the kaiju action, and maybe some of the pacing could have been better. But that's honestly my only criticism. I really do love this one, and it's definitely probably one of my favorite non-Godzilla ones, kaiju films.
And this was also initially a sequel to, well, began its life as a sequel to King Kong versus Godzilla before Toho decided to throw Baragon into the mix and create that.
Well, actually, the original plans for King Kong versus Godzilla in general was supposed to be Frankenstein, the Frankenstein monster versus Godzilla. So they're originally going to do it again. They were going to basically, you know, rehash King Kong versus Godzilla again with Godzilla, but they did switch it last minute, brought in a whole new monster. And I was happy because, like, I think Baragon is definitely like super underrated, especially in GMK. Like, GMK, that Godzilla movie, Baragon's bad fucking ass in it. He kind of gets treated like a bitch, but he has a great design.
I saw like this a little bit later. Like, it wasn't one of the first Godzilla movies I saw. So when I heard, I was like, wait, Frankenstein? Because I was a big Frankenstein guy, and specifically Bride of Frankenstein. So I'm like, how is Frankenstein's monster going to fight Godzilla? That's awesome. So I saw it a little bit later down the line. But, man, and obviously it's not exactly the image of Frankenstein's monster you have in your head. But still, I really love the movie. Pugs, what do you think of this one?
I was a little checked out, actually. There wasn't enough going on for me to keep my attention up until the final battle. Once they start getting down, I'm like, this is what Kruger was talking about. Because I think my expectations might have been a little high, because it being a sequel type to the other one, which is fucking awesome, and Kruger hyping it, or liking it so much. So I was like, all right, I'm into it. Not really into it. But dude, that fight scene, he fucking hops on Baragon's back. That shit cracked me up. And then they start fucking each other up. Like, yeah. So the journey was okay, but the destination was fucking hard. So I totally get why everyone loves this fucking movie. It's cool.
I'm with you on this one, Pugs. Like, it's been a while since I watched it. I think since the DVD first came out. And yeah, the end's just so good. But there are, you know, parts in the middle that you are, you know, well, checking the time and clock watching, but it makes up for it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Kruger, what say you? What do you rate this one?
This is, you know, it was hard because I was trying to, you know, give it like a fair rating, because I do agree with you two. Like it does drag in some parts. I understand. But I got to go with a 4 out of 5. I really enjoyed it. I think that's respectable to the film and definitely respectable to my boy Baragon. So 4 out of 5 stars from Kruger.
Nice. I'm not that far off. I'm a 3.5 because that fight scene totally won me over. So,
yeah, I'm a 3.5 as well. It's not top tier for me, but I still have a lot of fun with this one. It's really good. And when it's good, it's great.
Mark me down for the 3.5 also. Yeah.
All right.
Sweet, sweet. All right. So,
if you've never seen it, I do recommend seeking it out, though.
It's definitely worth watching. You're going to fucking love the ending, even if you're not into the whole thing. You're going to like it.
Yeah, especially if you're like, if you're just getting into kaiju movies, it's a must-see, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we're switching off to Team Pugs here for his favorite in this upcoming battle that we're all looking forward to.
No spoilers, Dan.
This is airing after, so we would know already.
No spoilers. We'll not be spoiling anything.
He got confused.
And that is
why I took it off. But
that is 1967's King Kong Escapes from director Ishiro Honda once again. And in this one, King Kong is brought in by an evil ruler to dig for precious gems in a mine when the robot Mecha Kong is unable to do the task. This leads to the machine and the real Kong engaging in a tremendous battle that threatens to level Japan. All right, so King Kong Escapes, Kruger, where does this one lie for you? Another one we haven't really gotten any deep dive on.
Yeah, so like this, I used to like pairing right after I watch King Kong versus Godzilla, because, you know, it's the same suit and this is basically the sequel to it. The story in this one is silly as fuck, but I still dig it. Like, some of the mind control stuff maybe gets a little bit hokey, but it's a 60s monster movie, and that's to be expected. I like the Kong suit way more in this movie than the King Kong versus Godzilla suit that came 4 years before. I think they definitely improved upon the design. Also, Mecha Kong is fucking awesome. Reminds me of, like, a mechanical Donkey Kong kind of look. And but probably my favorite... Yeah, but probably about my favorite part about this movie is the debut of the underrated Gorosaurus, who would become a Godzilla villain after this film. Gorosaurus and King Kong, their fight is just great. I love, like, the kangaroo kick Gorosaurus keeps hitting Kong with, and the way Kong, like, breaks his jaw, you know, he Kongs him, and he starts foaming out of the mouth. Like, that was fucking awesome. Also, immediately after, like, if you're the type that kind of like needs some kaiju action right off the bat, this is your movie, because like he gets right into a battle with Gorosaurus, and then immediately after he gets into like a sea serpent battle. And that serpent actually reminded me a lot of the Destroy All Monsters version of Manda. It's not technically Manda, but it did remind me of her. The final battle with Mecha Kong, though, and Kong is definitely the highlight of this film. Like, I love when Kong and chases Mecha Kong up like that Eiffel Tower looking thing, and they start like kicking each other off, and Kong starts smashing his head into it like it's a steel cage. Like, dude, shit like that was fucking awesome. And also, like, Mecha Kong literally rips a staircase off the fucking building and just starts whacking them with it. Like, it's a great fight. The only thing that holds this movie back from being like a kaiju masterpiece, in my opinion, is two things. The score, I think, out of all the Toho films I've seen recently, kind of lacks a little bit. And it doesn't have, like, those epic chants like King Kong versus Godzilla. Like, you know, when they had those epic, you know, that song that they did. It didn't have any of that. And I was kind of hoping it would have on this rewatch. And also, the fucking Kong's love interest in this movie is terrible. Like, she is so fucking annoying. Man, all right, like, dude, she just talks to Kong like she's reading her line straight off her script, and like it
she
really
is speaking to him like he's like not at full mental capacity. I will co-sign that.
Yeah, and like,
wait, hold on.
Like, she's talking to Dan.
I gotta say, which version did you watch though?
Oh, I was watching the American version.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's pretty much a standard one. So I can't really fault the reading of the dubbing artist. That's like,
I'm pretty sure she was American though.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Like, it was bad, bro. Like, it was taking, like, her voice was taking away from scenes for me, and it was really bothering me. But other than those two things, this is a fucking banger of a kaiju film, and definitely a worthy successor to King Kong versus Godzilla.
You know, her voice wasn't bothering me until you just mentioned that. Yeah, like I had a good time watching it, and I'm like, you know what? That bitch was kind of annoying. But her aside, this movie kicks off right the fuck away with some fucking cool battles. But, dude, that last fucking scene. What's cooler than a fucking big-ass monkey? A big-ass metal monkey. and now they're getting down, and they beat the fucking holy shit out of each other, which is great. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Like, I didn't mind the human element of this movie, minus the voice now, but, like, at the time, it was fine. Yeah, it's fucking great. Like, I got nothing but praise. I had a fucking blast. And if they want to remake this one too, I'm all for it.
I'm so down with a Kong, like legendary Kong versus a Mecha Kong. Fucking make it happen, dog.
Glorious. Yeah. I fucking love this one.
But before I let anybody else go, how awesome was Doctor Who and his fucking eyebrows?
Like Doctor Who's name alone.
Oh yeah, like, yeah, that pops Dan.
But dude, like those eyebrows were the biggest like 60s villainous eyebrows I've ever seen in my fucking
life. It's not mustache twirling, it's eyebrow twirling.
Yeah, it was straight out of a cartoon. I fucking loved it. And like John I was watching
Crawford
this
with some, suck it.
Well, it was funny because I was watching this one with somebody and he's like, oh, that's definitely the fucking villain. I'm like, yep.
It's funny, yeah, I was like somebody at Toho you would think would have just been like, oh, hey, by the way, there's this thing in the UK that's kind of a big deal, but this one just...
They didn't give a shit. It wasn't that big of a deal.
They didn't get... Well, actually, it was at that
point. I'm just giving you shit, Dan. Move along.
But they... I should just go for an hour on it, but I'm not going to because that would be mean. But yeah, no, this movie is... Doctor Who fought some big monsters.
Stop.
But anyways, this one is definitely one I pop in when I just want a goofy good time. It's not an elite level kaiju film for me personally, but I never fail to have a great time with it. But as you mentioned, Hideo Yamamoto as Doctor Who is hilarious, really cool villain. I think for some reason, Kong looks cool in this. I think a little bit more so than the previous film. Yeah. And I admired that. And it's just, it's not top tier, but again, this is proof. I really don't dislike a lot of these films. I just don't. It's a short list of stuff that I like, oh man, that was crap. That's a very short list. And as you said, the final monster battle is a ton of fun. So it'll put a smile on your face. If for some reason you haven't seen this one, you absolutely should. Todd, what's your experience with King Kong Escapes?
I actually am a pretty big fan of this one. I do like this one. You mentioned the look of Kong. I like it in this. And now I can never unhear, thanks, Krueger, the annoying voice.
Kong, Kong, come here, Kong.
See, I was like, oh, the pretty girl's calling. Let's go, Kong.
While you gather your thoughts, Todd, I have a question for you. How many of these do you have on Laserdisc? Did they put them all out? I mean, no. I assume not. Okay.
No. That's the only one I got left.
Oh, okay.
Because DVDs, Blu-rays, so.
Yeah.
Yet I still, this one just was a straggler. Just a straggler. I should probably put that away. It's been a couple days.
Yeah, right.
You keep it safe. Put it with your little Shop of Horrors.
Do you remember when you first saw this one, Todd?
Oh, geez. It was after King Kong vs. Godzilla. It might not have, it might have been really close to the same time. I know I saw it on TV also. So I don't think it was the same day, though, because I think I'd remember that. But I was still a kid.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, guys, check this one out. I feel this is one not everybody has necessarily seen.
I would say it's the probably one of the least watched Kong movies, to be honest with you. Because yeah. I don't think a lot of people even like I honestly don't think a lot of people talk about this one. It's surprising because fun fact, Mecha Kong predates fucking Mecha Godzilla by like 10 years.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
So it's
a good got idea. Some, like, let's do it.
Yeah, it's got some pretty cool history, man. And like I said, just for Kong, Mecha Kong, and Gorosaurus, this is a must see for any kaiju fan.
Absolutely. So Kruger, what do you rate this one?
I'm a 4 out of 5 on this one too. Really enjoy it, and definitely highly recommended for me.
Okay, Pugs.
I am also a 4. It's. Yeah, go watch it. It's mandatory.
I'm a little bit lower. I'm a 3, but definitely watch it because it's a lot of fun. How about you, Todd?
I'm a 4 also. I do really have fun with this one. And I forgot how much I did, so I'm glad we rewatched it.
Sweet, sweet. All right. So moving on to our next film, which is from writer-director Daisuke Sato. And this is a short film called The Howl from Beyond the Fog. And this one, during the Meiji era, a blind girl named Takiri and a monster called Nebula fight against greedy developers who threaten to take over the family's land. All right. So, Kruger, what did you think of The Howl from Beyond the Fog?
Well, I got this from SRS Cinema. I think it came like in November or October. Or maybe even a little bit earlier than that. And I was really excited for this one because this is the most recent movie, to my knowledge, that has used a man in a suit, a kaiju suit, for a movie. And, you know, no CGI. Everything you see is practical and miniatures. And, man, the only way I can describe this film is just fucking pure art. The amount of work it took to just bring everything to life on screen is immensely impressive. Almost everything you see on screen is hand sculpted or is a miniature set, and it was done primarily on a 2 or 3 person team. The story, I think, is really well done. It kind of reminds me of like a Japanese ghost story mixed with like monster folklore, and it makes this much more than your typical kaiju film. This doesn't have real actors in it. All the humans on screen are like these miniature humans, and they have like actually like a little bit like eerie and creepy design to them that I thought actually added to the tone of the short. The soundtrack on this, man, fucking phenomenal. It added so much to this film, and it made for like fantastic atmospheric moments, especially when our giant kaiju Nebula rampages through the village, and just that you have this badass like, you know, almost like ancient type, almost ancient Chinese type music going on. And it's just fucking awesome. And let's talk about our kaiju Nebula. He was so fucking sick, man. Like, he had the characteristics of a dinosaur, like a brontosaurus type of deal. But he had, at the same time, like this kind of turtle fixture on his back of like tree stumps and branches. And like the earth was kind of grown into him. And I just love the fucking design. Also, his roar, man, was like iconic. It was like this foghorn type roar. And he also had this like attack where like all the fog around him would go and inhale into his throat and he'd blow it out like a heat ray. And that was just so fucking cool. And like the fact that the effects for Nebula were like 100% a man in a suit, or it was like a miniature puppet. You just don't see shit like that anymore. And like that alone is just so fucking awesome that, you know, in 2020, we got to see a fucking man in a kaiju suit. Even though it was a short film. Also, this battle that Nebula has towards the end with the generals and shit, like they're shooting like fireworks at him, and it was just fucking epic. And like, man, my favorite moments when he takes them all out, like just like they're not shit, and like it's so badass. So overall, I think this is one of the most unique kaiju films I've seen. Even though it's a short film, if you get the Blu-ray, it has a 35-minute, I think about 35 or 30-minute making of that I highly recommend. In order to appreciate this film, you need to watch that making of and see all the time and work that was put into this thing.
It's very inspirational, for sure.
Yeah. I do think that if this did have actual humans in it, it would have enhanced it for a wider audience. But and at the same time, I do kind of wish it was a bit longer. But because it was, you know, puppets and not real humans, I think the length actually works for it. And I think this is a must-see for anybody that wants to, like, I think anybody that wants to get into filmmaking, anybody that wants to get into practical effects, and kaiju fans, because this is fucking awesome, man. And like, it brings a tear to my eye to think that we could actually get something like this in 2020 with stuff like Kickstarter, because this is how this thing was funded. It was funded through Kickstarter, and there's some more projects I know that are going to be like this that are getting funded, and I can't wait to see more stuff like this, and I think it's just inspirational.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would really like to see a feature length like human adaptation with because I like the story. I think you're right though about it being only like a half hour helped, I think, with the fact that we didn't have real, you know, human actors in there. But it made me want a version that does, and a feature length. So
yeah,
I would love to see more. I like you mentioned the design of the creature. It's definitely an accomplishment in filmmaking and an entertaining one. So
yeah, I think I had no issues actually with the length, but I do agree. Like maybe this could be a stepping stone to something else. This one's certainly more serious. It's kind of got that melancholy tone,
dark
and yeah, very dark. Yeah, very dark, bordering on even twisted, but it's just so beautiful. It's like watching a dream. I really dug this one, and I highly recommend you, as Kruger said, you watch the making of as well, because there's a lot. This is so much work goes into this. It's insane. What did you think, Pugs?
Visually, it's fucking gorgeous. Story wise, fucking beautiful. I did not expect to like it this much. It's kind of, it has like a fucking David Lynch, Zack Snyder feel to it. Cause it's like, yeah, at certain points it's fucking creepy and dark and like haunting. Yeah, fucking, it's just gorgeous. Like, I think it's, I did a quick search to see if it was nominated for like a Best Academy Short. I didn't, and nothing popped up. So that's a crime, because yeah, I don't care what came out in animated short form that year. This, if not the winner, should have been at least acknowledged, because it's fucking great. These dudes that decided to go out and make it themselves, old school, Dan's hat off to them, because that's fucking phenomenal. Yeah, I got nothing but praise for this, and I'm going to spread the word about this as much as I can, because yeah, it must be seen. It is very inspirational, and I think this is mandatory viewing, both the movie and the making of, because the making of is fucking hard too.
Yeah,
I loved everything about this.
And fun fact about the director and the maker of this, he's worked on some Godzilla films. Daisuke Sato, he's worked on the special effects team for like GMK and Godzilla Final Wars. So he knew what he was doing, and I'm just like I said, I'm just so fucking happy that kaiju films are like kind of coming back in a way. If not in the theaters, they're coming back in shorts like this. There's a one coming up called Brush of a God that's going to be a man in the suit kaiju fantasy story. There's Terror from Beyond, which is done by Rashed Santiago, who's a Face-Off winner. He's doing his own 50-style stop-motion man in a suit and puppet monster movie. So we're getting stuff like this, and I think Howl Beyond the Fog, the quality that this was, and it just really is going to inspire more people to go out and try their own kaiju film, and I'm going to fucking watch every single one of them.
This fuck yeah! This actually inspired me. Like, I don't think I'm gonna have I'm ever do it or the patience. So if anybody's watching and wants to do this, by all means, fucking knock yourself out. Almost exactly what they did, except keep the faces blank and then impose human faces on it. I think that would make it extra creepy. Yeah, like Zordon when he see his face, just he impose that on the doll. I think it'd be. I just think it'd be weird. I want to see it, but I don't have that. Patience.
Absolutely. So Kruger, what say you? What do you rate this one?
Man, I am a 4.5 out of 5. I fucking love this one. I honestly could have gave it a 4.5
only because it's only a half hour.
No. The 4.5 I think is because it could have been better with actual actors in it. But and I think that's gonna hinder some classic kaiju fans are going to be like, what the fuck? Why are we watching a bunch of toys? But
which is kind of ironic.
Yeah, right? I know, right? but me, I'm a 4.5 out of 5. And I've watched it already 3 times. And I think I'm going to continue. Like, I just like throwing this on when after I watch a kaiju movie. And like, because it's so short and you could just watch it anytime.
It's a nice calm down.
Yeah. And like, honestly, like, when I first watched it, I gave it like a 4, but now I'm a 4.5. And I think if I watch it again, it may get to a 5. But right now, 4.5 out of 5 for me.
Sweet. I am a 4 out of 5. You should definitely watch this again. It's unique, especially with everybody doing their marathons right now. How about you?
I'm a 4 out of 5 also. I definitely recommend this one.
Sweet. Pugs?
I am a 5. Wow. This thing's too fucking gorgeous. I'm shocked you guys didn't go higher, honestly. Because like we are in and out, and everything they do, it hits the mark.
You're like, this thing respected the shit out of my time. That's
yeah, right. Dude, that is also a big deal.
But yeah, not everything has to hit a certain time mark. Man, I agree. Yeah.
They didn't fuck around. They just boom, boom. Here's my beautiful fucking creature. Here's my beautiful fucking story.
And you care about
it. And I fucking loved it. It was
all
awesome.
All in 35 minutes. You care about the characters too.
Yeah, and I think it tells a complete story too. I mean, you get like a human element. You get the kaiju rampaging through the city. You get the battle versus the military. I mean, it fucking crosses off every mark I would want in a kaiju film. You know what? Fuck that. 5 out of 5. You know what? I'm just going through it. Fucking, because it deserves it, man. The amount of time, and like Dan said before, and like I said before, get the SRS Cinema Blu-ray and watch the making of, and then watch it. And I think it's well worth the hour of your time.
Absolutely.
This is getting a general DVD release, too.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that usually, yeah. Some of these have popped into Walmart, too. So
I know this one's going to be like one of those because I know Raiga and Rigo from SRS Cinema came out like around KOTM. I think this is going to be the one that they're releasing around Godzilla versus Kong. So fucking look for it at your local Walmarts or any stores you can find it. Get the DVD or go to srscinema.com and pick up the Blu-ray if they still have it. If not, get the DVD off of there, man, because it is so much. It's so worth your money.
Absolutely. So, guys, we hope you've been enjoying these shows. Be sure to check out all the ones you've missed.
And you can find out what we thought about Kong and Zilla and who won and all that fun stuff on yesterday's show.
It was probably a little heated, but we all love each other.
Great.
Dean had to go and say that stupid-ass comment. Now we're here.
Be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube, guys. That makes all the difference. So hit that like button, and we'll give you a virtual hug for that.
Wrong one.
Also, spoilers,
you can check out our Godzilla vs. Kong commentary, the 1963?
Yep, 1963 commentary. It should be up on our Patreon. Make sure you check that out. Watch along with us and... like Todd already said, check out our Godzilla vs. Kong review and our MonsterVerse retrospective.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, well.
So with that being said, follow us across all the social media bullshits. again, make sure you check out that MonsterVerse episode and what we thought of Godzilla versus Kong. So, gentlemen, let's get the hell out of here. Dan?
Guten Tag.
Heil Shine. I forgot what I was doing.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.